This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending January 19th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week at 189.84, which was $4.40 lower than the previous Friday. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, was at 194.74, which was 70 cents higher than last week and due predominantly to the influence of the formula trade. The total reported box beef volume was 6,880 loads, which were 263 loads lower than last week. Like we said recently, the 10-week box beef sales average has been running around 6,600 loads per week, which was at least 600 loads per week less than the previous few years, and which amounts to about 240 million pounds less beef sold since about the 1st of November. The formula trade was 3,130 loads for the week, which was similar to last week and represents 45% of the total sales. The outfront sales were at 1,253 loads, which were about 50 loads lower than last week, and the export sales were at 912 loads, which were 58 loads lower than the previous week. The primal cut portion of the spot trade was mostly weaker, but ribs showed some improvement again after several weeks of drastic declines. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were $1 to $4 lower. The middle meats, which are ribs and loins, were mixed, with the ribs and select loins $2 to $6 higher, but the choice loins were $2 lower for the week. 50% trimmings were also under pressure and ended the week around 70 to 71 after trading in the 74 to 75 range for most of the last 3 weeks. The cow runs have returned to normal, putting some pressure on the cow cutout, which was about $1 lower. The finished cattle trade was $1 to $3 lower, with live sales at $123 to $125. Dress sales were $4 to $7 lower at $198. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle increased 4 pounds to 1,282, but that compares to 1,231 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight jumped 3 pounds up to 876 pounds, but that still compares to 851 last year. That extra 25 pounds has more than made up for the cutbacks on the FIS slaughter in the last 3 months. The choice select spread continues its normal seasonal drop and was another $3 lower at $7.24 by Friday this last week. Consumers continue to switch to lower price cuts. The nearby CME ended the week about $6.60 lower than the previous Friday, following, again, the previous week's declines. Now looking at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, the yearling trade was steady to $3 lower, but then quickly proceeded to $2 to $6 lower as the week progressed. However, stocker-type cattle were much more uneven and traded in a wide range from $6 lower to $5 higher as buyers tried to sort through the recent industry news. All markets declined more as the week progressed following the ongoing drop in the nearby CME. Auction receipts were fairly large, which is normal in mid-January. In fact, many Colorado auctions had their annual stock show specials. Those 500 to 600-pound steers at area auctions traded mostly at 149 to 182, but there were a few up to 186 early in the week. The yearling trade on those 700 to 750-pound steers was at 144 to 149, but again, there were a few up to 152 early in the week. And those 8 to 850-pound steers were 140 to 144 late in the week, but had a few up to 147 early. The Texas direct trade reported 15,000 head in sales that were $2 to $4 lower. The market trend showed ongoing decline as the week progressed, once again causing very widespread in prices. There was almost 1,000 head of 750 to 800-pound steers trading at 143 to 149 and only 300 head of 800 to 850-pound steers at 141 to 145, both of those were current FOB prices. and there was an additional 1,800 head of 800 to 850 pound steers delivered to the feedlots at 142 to 148. The nearby CME month ended the week at $7.60 lower on top of the previous week's losses. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.